So Response is a nonprofit up in Aspen, and our mission is to support victims or survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, but also to educate the community. So we serve the Upper Valley, Picken County, and Western Eagle County. I have about 17 years of experience in private land conservation, so in the nonprofit field, but in a very different area. I saw the listing for the executive director position at Response, and I knew about the organization. I really valued what they did, and I had a desire to get back involved in my local community here, and also just a strong passion for social justice and women's issues, and felt like this is a place that I could make a difference. You know, my main goal for my first year on the job is to increase the visibility of Response. We have a crisis line that helps people, obviously, in crisis, in need of help, either for domestic violence or sexual assault. And our calls to the crisis line have doubled from 2016 to 2017. Wow. And that's not a function of there being more violence out there. It's a function of more visibility. 50% of our clientele now are Latinos, and that's in large part because we have two people on our crisis line and on our staff who can speak to them in their language. Our crisis line is manned by both our staff during the day and by volunteers on the weekends at night. So those are what we call our advocates, and they go through a 30-hour training, partially online, partially in person. And we're always looking for more people to help out in that way. We're doing another training in January.
And so what is an example of how Response has helped people in the past?
We're not able to identify the victim, but recently we ran a series of ads on the Spanish language radio, Tricolor. And a mother heard our ads, and she had just heard from her 15-year-old daughter that she had been being sexually assaulted by her grandfather, and she didn't know what to do about it. And this mother, like the next day, heard our ads and called Response, and we were able to get her counseling services and get a protection order in place. Another story that involves some immigration is there was a Latino man in the Valley who was in a same-sex marriage, and his partner was very violent. Verbally, physically, mentally abusive in many ways. The police were called. He didn't know who to go to for help. He saw one of our stickers in a bathroom at a bar and called for help. And we were able to not only get him a protection order to keep him safe from his violent partner, but also to help him initiate divorce proceedings and, in fact, pursue a special immigration visa for a victim of a domestic violence crime. When people come in, we don't tell them what they should do. We tell them what their options are and help them figure out what the best course of action is for them. We are really grateful to Theory, which is a clothing store in Aspen, which is holding a shopping event for us next Thursday, December 7th, from 3 to 6, and they're donating 20% of all sales during that time to Response.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and introducing yourself to the community, and thank you for the work you're doing.
Thanks for having me.